Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to the lounge. We're here on Saturday, September 21st for, it's kind of loud, I'm not going to lie, the second show of the semester. I'm here with the roommate, Lauren Prantel.
What's up?
How you doing?
Doing great. Had a great night last night. Kind of tired this morning, but, you know, it's probably best that I got up. Got some stuff to do.
Yeah, dude. So, yeah, a lot is going on. I mean, what is this, the fourth week?
Mm-hmm. Just finished fourth up week. The fourth week of school.
So a whole month, essentially, or about to be.
We're fourth of the way? We get 16 weeks?
Is it 16 weeks?
I think so. I think every semester is 16 weeks of actual school.
Dang.
So, quarter of the way through.
Yeah, kind of crazy. I mean, I kind of knew it was gonna fly by, so I don't know. We'll see how fast the time goes once the weather gets colder, because that's like the lull in the year for me, at least. But yeah, a lot is going on. A lot of good for you. How are the classes? If you want to tell everybody,
they could not be worse. I have a great time at Marquette. Like, I enjoy it. I enjoy the classes, I enjoy my professors, but my schedule is the least ideal thing I could have ever imagined. I have Monday, Wednesday, I have class from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. with no breaks in between every class. So I go for five straight classes, which just really puts a dampen on the morale. Tuesday, I don't have any class, which is just... I don't like having nothing to do. I would rather have like two or three classes a day and have breaks in between. And then Thursday is my lab day. So I have class in the morning and then one in the afternoon. And then I have my last class goes until 8 p.m. But this week it didn't get out till 8:40. So
yeah,
just it's a very humbling schedule, very hard classes. But, you know, hopefully next semester will be better because of it.
So what you do, you want to explain some of the classes that you're taking?
Yeah, first class I'm taking a criminology, like a police class. I have a minor in criminology because I want to do like forensic dentistry maybe. The guy that I shadow, the doctor, is a forensic dentist in Wisconsin, and I just think it's really interesting. He's a great guy, and I don't know, he just kind of inspired me to want to do it, so I'm minoring in crim. After that, I have physics. Zach and I take that together. We were just talking on the way over here about how it's one of the lesser enjoyable classes. It's not fun.
It's not enjoyable.
It's just not. And that's that lab that goes till 8 p.m. plus, so it's just...
It's a very hard class to understand.
Yeah, and...
You have to put a lot of work into it.
I actually love the professor. He's such a a goof. Like, I love him.
He
but
is
like,
the best.
It's just hard content. Yeah,
I agree.
After that, I have biochem, which is also really hard. That's probably my hardest actual class. That's not like that. Like my major class, biochemistry.
Where do you take that class in?
What Lalu in the basement, so it's damp and hot and ugh.
I thought it was in physics.
No, we have it in the Lalu Mill Language Hall. And then after that, I go to ecology, which surprisingly is all statistics. Like, we have this thing called R coding where we have to write script for this system called R Studio. And it's basically like, it's just, it's all coding. It's a coding class, which I was not expecting whatsoever.
Yeah.
Like, it's just.
Are you good at coding?
I guess we'll see. I mean, I've gotten like high 90s on my quizzes. I kind of like this professor doesn't believe in exams. I really appreciate that. So,
yes,
we'll see. And then last but not least, I have race, ethnic, and indigenous studies to just fulfill one of my like major tiers. And I took cell bio over the summer, so I would have also had cell bio. So if you count that credit, technically I'm at 19 on the semester.
Dang.
So hopefully I can have like a chill second semester because I want to TA, maybe do some teaching. But
totally. Well, cool.
Yeah. It's a doozy, but we'll get through.
Yeah.
We'll make it work.
We'll make it work. I mean, you know, Lauren has explained to me some of the tough days and, you know, we're all going to be there at some point in the semester. It's probably going to be multiple days. But
I kind of love the apartment, too. Just coming home if you want to crash.
Exactly.
Just cook some food. And it's very calming to come home to that apartment. Because usually someone's home and it smells nice.
If you haven't been to the apartment, please let me know. And we'd be more than happy to show you the place.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't rob us.
I'm not going to apartment drop on our podcast in case
we
stalkers.
We live in apartment 1000.
There you go. Penthouse.
About the penthouse, we did not start the fire, by the way. There was a fire in the penthouse
twice,
one in the morning and one at night.
The morning one, we were like,
we were tripping.
Do we even leave?
we were tripping that it was
ours
because what did we make?
We made eggs
and we thought we burned our eggs.
Well, the fire alarm goes off only in the rooms because that's the only place where they have fire alarms, surprisingly. And Zach went in his room. He's like, my fire alarm's going off. I was like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
And I go in my room. I was like, wait, mine's going off.
And then we look at Jack's and the trays.
Theirs
is
going off.
What's going on?
And then we go in the hallway, and they're all going off, so we felt better. And then I was like, do we have to leave? Is this, like, a test? And
left.
Yeah.
We left, and everybody was outside, and the two fire trucks came.
In the middle of the Packer game, may I add.
Yeah, we were watching football.
Having a dandy Sunday, just a little.
It was a good morning.
A stress-free Sunday, I'd like to
exactly.
call it.
And that was interrupted.
Yeah.
But, and that happened at night, too.
Later that night, I was about to, I had a practice for club tennis. I got back, and I needed a shower because I was all sweaty. I was about to hop in the shower, and I just hear, beep,
yeah.
beep.
Dude.
And I was like, I'm not going out. Sorry, living at the mark, but.
Well, to be fair,
we did not
it went out. Off for like 30 seconds.
Then it stopped.
So once it stopped, then we could go back inside. So we would have been probably still on the stairway
yep.
when it
and
stopped.
It,
so
it went off again. It went off like a few like intervals, but then they just like fixed it. So I think it was a problem with their stuff.
I don't even know why. Yeah, I honestly thought it was a system problem instead of somebody actually causing a fire.
Yeah.
But if wasn't us, so no need to blame us.
Our floor is pretty chill, too. There's not like a lot going on, so.
Yeah. I honestly haven't even met the neighbors. I don't see anybody on our floor.
I introduced myself over the summer just in case if they had any problems throughout the year, they could just text me or knock on our door.
Because I haven't heard any of them, and I mean, they haven't complained when we've been loud, so.
I think they can't hear us, but that's.
I mean, we can't hear them.
Yeah.
We can't hear anybody.
No.
So I think we're all good. I don't know how thin the walls are.
I think they're grad students because I don't recognize them at all.
I don't see anybody. I walk out to go, like, am leaving the building, I don't see anybody on the floor. Mm-mm. Ever. I rarely see
It's so
see
different
anybody.
From, like, Schrader.
I don't know why. It's like...
I know the people that live across the hall and down one door. I don't know what number that is, but I see. I think only girls live on our hallway.
Really?
I've only ever seen girls.
I've heard. I know it's girls because I've heard them.
Like, yeah,
they've been loud, but.
I have seen, I think, 5 or 6 separate girls go into different apartments. So I think we're the
only guys on the floor.
We're the exception.
Well, you know, it's not always a bad thing.
No, girls are chill.
They're pretty cool, and if they're cool with us, we'll be cool with them. That's how it goes. So, yeah, that's the apartment.
I think the apartment complex is more or less just, like, people chilling, doing their own thing. Like, no one really...
It's not a big deal.
Yeah,
everybody's just kind of
very
cool.
Low-key.
Yeah,
very
low-key,
calm.
Very calm.
There's the apartment by the elevator. Throws a lot of parties, especially during the summer they did. But, again, you can't hear anything.
Yeah, once you get to your room, your apartment, and then you go into your room, you're, like, you can't hear anything.
Super chill.
You are... perfectly fine to like fall asleep or whatever, but yeah, that's the apartment. And yeah, let me know if you want to come visit, because
scheduling tours.
We got some space if you want to sleep over as well.
We got way more than enough space,
and we got way more than enough food.
Let's see,
because yeah. we grocery shop individually.
We found out we introduced one of our roommates to the world of Aldi.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, he wasn't a believer, and then now he's still, I don't think he's still a believer, because he went to the off-brand store to buy on-brand things. Spending $7 on...
He's like, wait, chicken is $7 for all of this?
Yep. It's like a huge thing. It's like 12. But, yeah, he... He went to Aldi, and what was it? My bill was like 30-something.
Mine was like around in the 60s, but I...
But you buy a lot of food.
I bought two recipes, like a crock pot recipe, which makes a full crock pot of food, and
exactly.
Then like a potato recipe for like a side, and I still have stuff for more stuff.
Yeah.
So it's going to last me like upwards of like 3 weeks.
I know. And it's... Yeah, and this dude... This dude buys the most expensive pasta sauce on the market. The R-A-O's.
Oh, yeah, Rao or whatever.
Rao's.
I didn't even know that was expensive.
He said it was like $7.
Oh, jeez. You could buy... I'm trying to think what you could buy at Aldi's for $7. There's like a... Our pasta was 98 cents. It's called a buck with tax. Our Alfredo was $1. It was 90 cents again. And the chicken, if you get the small one... is like $3-4.
Yeah.
So for a combined total of $5 or $6, you can make fettuccine Alfredo for the price of one sauce.
Yeah. So, but now hopefully he's learned the lesson. And yeah, because it's the spot to go. My parents put me on.
And I know there is a bigger one. We went to a pretty small Aldi.
There's one that's like 8 minutes away, right, too? It's on... This is just south of us, I think. You go down to, like, by where that Marquette High School, and then you turn left, and you go down that street. I'm pretty sure there's an Aldi down there, because I've been to it. I can't confirm that, though. I don't know my geography south, but...
Cannot confirm nor deny. I'm looking right now. Oh, yeah, there's... The one that we went to, there's one literally, like, 2 blocks away from it.
Hmm.
That's interesting.
Huh.
Fascinating.
yeah, but in the sporting worlds, my team won today. Chelsea beat West Ham. I got up at 6:30 to watch it for like a little bit until I fell asleep just out of holding my phone. But it was a good game.
Thank you, Mom. She said 35th in national for Aldi's.
Okay, good. Good, we got
anyway,
that. We got that confirmed. But, yeah, we won. I say we like I'm on the team, but I am on the team.
You watch as many games, so you might as well be. at this point. We just need to get you a jersey for your birthday so you can actually be on the team.
Yeah, fair enough. I don't have a jersey, actually. I do have a long-sleeve Christian Pulisic shirt, but it's kind of ripped up a little bit. The numbers are worn off, and it's too hot right now to wear it. So,
would you wear their new City one, the one with the flame, or what are your takes on that?
What do you mean? The
Like, do you like the new Chelsea jersey with, like, the...
The blue?
Yeah. Or it looks like
general?
A flame to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, yeah. They did, like, a... I don't know, it's like a candle theme. I don't mm-hmm. even know what that was about, but I like it. I think it looks pretty clean. Everybody was like dissing it.
I think it's unique.
People started dissing it when it came out, and I was like, yeah, it's all right. But then once they actually started wearing it in the game, I was like, it looks pretty sick. But my favorite one is the white one that they wear. It's not even white; it's beige.
Yeah, with the orange and
it's beige.
It has orange and blue, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They wore that today. But I think those are really cool. And then their third kit is black and pink. And then the Nike swoosh is, like, vertical.
Mm-hmm. I did see that. I saw their advertisement. It's supposed to be, like...
Punk rock.
Punk rock. I was thinking gothic, yeah.
Like. Don't know where they get these ideas. But, mm-hmm. Yeah. I like it. I could deal with it. But the...
I really like Manchester City's that they just came out with. The, like, tan and blue.
I think those looks, ones? Yeah. Oh, yeah, those. And funny enough, one of their center backs, Akanji, was confused because he passed the ball to the referee or the lineup because they were wearing, like, the same color. And he was complaining. He was like, we got to change the jerseys, or, like, the refs got to change jerseys.
That's funny.
I think that's just a skill issue. But
at this point in your career.
Come on, man.
Plus, the NBA world, they also dropped their City Edition jerseys for the upcoming season.
Oh yeah, you sent me that.
The Bulls are kind of the Bulls are kind of similar to the Chelsea jerseys, the tan and white.
What is that, dude?
I don't know. I think this year they're going for a more minimalist.
They've been getting more minimalist every single year, and I think it's getting worse. They need to take it back like 3 years.
I personally don't like overdoing it, but like the Bucks ones just seems like a lack of effort. It's just the top outline of Wisconsin. If you know the shape of Wisconsin, how it has a little notch
maybe
towards
the
top.
Maybe the shorts have the bottom.
Ooh, that would be fire. It would.
But still.
Yeah, I don't know. These just. I don't know.
It's like making pasta and adding no like sauce.
The Celtics jerseys, if anyone ever gets a chance to look at them, just look absolutely
awful. Let's see
it.
Turn that.
I'm trying to find it. It looks like a practice jersey.
Let's
like, you win the national championship, you win the NBA
the
championship, and you're like, this is the
it's
next
not even
move.
The right color.
Nope, it's Lime. Highlighter green. It looks like Baylor. It looks like Baylor's jerseys, but hey.
And it's Nike, too. I think we need to have a word with Nike on their jersey making. In every sport, I'd say. Mostly the soccer world, though.
I was going to say, turning the dial one more sport, I heard that there was a lot of controversy. I don't know if it was Nike or someone, but with baseball's uniforms this past year being very sheer.
Oh, the thing is with those is they reduced the font size of the last name.
Yeah.
Because I remember the last name used to be pretty big, and like if you had like a long last name, it would like curve mm-hmm. all the way around your shirt.
Yeah.
But now they put it so small that
you can't really
it just
read
looks
it.
So out of... What's the word for it? Like, I don't know how to describe it. But it's like, it looks just goofy. Like, it's just, you have a nice number, and then, like, the, like...
Well, I heard that everyone else was in the league was complaining because the pants were very see-through. Like, they reduced the thickness of the pants to make it more breathable, as whatever the manufacturer said. Same with the jersey. But it just makes it seem like one of those cheap jerseys that... Dick's Sporting Goods.
Yeah, it's like
that's what
the Little League is.
Consensus was around the league. So a lot of jersey talk over the past few
I just don't get why they don't just keep it what they have. It makes no sense.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
I get the soccer one because they like make a new one every year just mm-hmm. for money reasons, I'm assuming. But
yeah.
I like that. I like having a new one every year. But some of these like...
Some of these teams just, especially in the NBA, just completely change their colors. Like the Memphis Grizzlies have a red jersey this year, and they're a fully blue team.
No red on their logo.
The Bucks have never been blue.
Yeah, the Bucks have.
But I know the whole point behind it is like the indigenous rivers. Yeah. Like I understand that.
The Bulls have had blue, but that mimics the flag, Chicago flag of the.
The Bulls have also had green.
Well, they've done green for the St. Patrick's Day.
Oh. San Antonio
and
is
Christmas
is teal now, which they're a black and white team. I just find it very fascinating.
And then they have their own courts to go with their jerseys.
Mm-hmm.
So they have like three different courts.
I think they're just trying to make the
what a waste
game
of
more marketable to people who like don't necessarily find the actual game interesting.
What a waste of wood.
Yeah.
But the no, I mean the soccer ones, they're not bad. But the thing is that I'll take a shot at Adidas here. They have the same outline for every single team. So like let's say a Fulham, they have their jerseys and how they look. And, like, the design that they have, like, the red, white, and blue. It's literally the same as this. The jersey that I'm wearing right now. Same pattern. Like, it has this up and down the side. The three Adidas stripes, I guess. And it's the same thing. But, like, I'm wearing the Mexico one. It's just a different color. So, that's what a lot of people have brought up. It's, like, they're getting lazy because they're just having the same.
So you say they just have, like, a template, and then they
it's
just...
It's a template, yeah, exactly. It's the same template, and then they're just changing the colors. So they do that for all the other teams that are... Because, like, Spain is like that, too.
Mm-hmm.
Scotland is like that.
I will say, I do like creativity. There's, like, definitely... On one end of the spectrum is, like, Adidas, who has a template, and the other end is, like, whoever made the Bulls jersey this year.
Yeah,
you got to find somewhere in the middle where it's creative, but it also is not
like they should
trying
have,
too hard.
What do you think of this idea? They should have like a fan contest of like people design it and then they pick the best one.
Mm-hmm.
And the like you've seen like theory like people that they make the jerseys just for fun and stuff, and they turn out a lot better, and people, like, the reception for it, like, in the comments section when they post it is so much.
Yeah, this old Atlanta jersey was a fan submission, and it's, like, literally one of their best jerseys they've had.
Yeah, see? Like, I feel like if you give more power to the people, see what they can, because you have many potential graphic designers or jersey designers, whatever you want to call them, compared to just, like, a team of, like... I don't know how big a team is at Adidas or Nike is, but I don't know the ratio. I feel like you'll have more creative opportunities with the general population.
And I would encourage people who have social media who are listening to, or even just look up on YouTube, Jersey Bird. I've been following them on Instagram for a while. What they do is they hear like all the complaints, especially about like City Edition jerseys and like newer models, like the Adidas jerseys being too bland. Or people messing up their favorite team's jerseys. So they're a brand like Nike, like Adidas, and they make their own jerseys. So they do these kind of videos where they are like, if we made Argentina's soccer jersey, this is what we would do.
Mm-hmm.
If we made the Bulls jersey, this is what we would do. And they've done most all teams. They're mostly in soccer, but they make every single jersey, and I just think it's really cool because they've like done a few for like the teams that I like. I'm like, this is so much
yeah,
better
exactly.
than Nike
See?
Could do, because it's just a fresh set of eyes that actually like
you
cares
get to
about.
Bring out the creativity in people. And like they, I don't know if it was the same Jersey Bird, but they made a kit for the U.S. men's national team, and it was a black base. And written in gold was the Declaration of Independence as the pattern. It was kind of crazy. I don't know if I liked it, but it was kind of funny.
Well, Jersey Bird made the Philippines national team jerseys, and this is how it turned out. It has feathers, and
wow.
It just it looks so much better because it's like no one really thinks outside of the box like that, and it looks clean. I would encourage people to look up Jersey Bird on YouTube or something and see how they do it, but I think it's really cool.
I think one of the reasons is it's just cheaper to have an outline or a template,
mm-hmm.
I'm assuming, and then you just kind of change the color.
Granted, I think I could do so much better until I make, like, what is it, like 100 jerseys a year, then you're like, oh, shoot, start making the same things.
Yeah.
I can see the struggle.
That's, from. I mean, yeah, exactly. But I feel like there's so many, like, especially now, like, with all, like, the whole graphic design, like, you could create virtually anything. Mm-hmm. Like, any pattern you want. Like, that thing could be a pattern. Just, like, the wall. Or, like, those paintings.
Yeah. I almost wonder when AI is going to take over making this stuff. I talked about it in one of my classes, about the exponential growth of AI and how it's closer than we seem.
You could just type in, create a jersey, and it'll probably create one better than Adidas's. I'm not going to lie. As I'm wearing their products right now.
Yeah.
Do better, man. Do better.
I do like the jersey that you're wearing for Mexico. Mm-hmm. I think
they did a good job with sometimes that. They hit.
Yeah.
As I'm dissing them, but sometimes they miss, and I don't even know. I don't even know how to describe it. You have to warm up to
it's
each.
It's like Adidas has a diamond in the rough every few years.
You have to. I mean, they've had some really nice, like Newcastle's and Aston Villa's are nice. Although they're in the same template, the colors make it nice.
I don't know if you know if this is true, but I think Germany's national team is no longer with Adidas, which is crazy because Adidas is a German-made company, Adidas. I think that they no longer signed their contract for the upcoming World Cup. I think they're with a different.
Crazy.
I mean, that is crazy because, like, Germany made Adidas.
Their kits this year were really nice for the Euros. It was white, and it was kind of like a digital type of design on the sides of red, yellow, orange. And then their second kit was pink.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 2027, Germany will switch to Nike.
Interesting. That's like, and the same thing with Liverpool. They've been with Nike forever, like literally forever, and now they're switching to Adidas next year.
For those that don't understand, like the, not severity, but like the effect of Adidas on Germany, that's like if Nike no longer made Air Jordans for Americans. Like it's, Adidas is Germany's like pride as far as like sportswear goes.
Exactly.
So it is kind of a big deal for the soccer realm for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, change is good always, but
have you gotten out to play soccer a lot this year?
Yeah, I can actually describe what I did yesterday. So yesterday, me and my buddy Jackson, he invited me just to around because I thought I couldn't because I had work, and I thought I would have to go back to the library to finish what I was studying because I have a really busy week next week and the week after, so I was kind of just preparing for stuff, and then I was like I don't think I'll be able to go, and then I realized that I had a lot more time to do work during the day, so I got work during the day and I was able to go with him, and while I was taking like a little study break, I came up with 6 drills just because when we've gone before, because like last year we used to go, on Fridays I used to work from 3 to 7 p.m. and then right after he would kind of pick me up and we would go, and we mostly would just pass and just do like long passing for a while, and then we'd do like a two-touch finishing drill, and we have really had no set thing we wanted to do. We were kind of just messing around. And then I was just bored, so I was like, hey, might as well come up with some drills. And it actually worked out. Like, we actually had a really good workout. And, like, we were drenched in sweat.
That's good.
Given that there was no clouds in the sky, and the sun beams directly on the field just facing east, obviously, while it's setting. So it was just right into us. So, like, if you're looking west, you cannot see. Like, it was blinding. And so we played. It was, like, from... So he picked me up like 5:30. We played from like 5:30 to like 7. It was like 2 hours. Sun was going down, like over Miller Park or whatever. So it was actually really nice. And we did 6 drills. Some passing, long passing, medium range passing, and then 3 finishing drills.
Nice.
So full. We're trying to get ready. We're sweating it out for intramural season.
Nah, you guys are going to come prepared.
I don't know. It just seems like we have more structure in like what we're doing. Like, I actually knew what I was talking about instead of, like, I'd try to come up drills on the spot, and I'd be like, oh wait, do I put this cone here, here, here? Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's a good time. And we had the field to ourselves. We just had to move our car because they were closing down. But fortunately, the guy who worked there let us stay. So
that's nice of him. Mm-hmm. Do you play on the AstroTurf field or the actual one?
Play on the new one. So they made a new turf field last year. Mm-hmm. It's actually really nice. I mean, you've been on it, so. Yeah, we played on that one. And there was, like, I think, like, a group of kids on the other goal, so we got a goal.
Is the actual field turf?
The one that the team plays on? It's grass. Hmm. I know they played recently. I know they beat Butler.
Nice.
And we got to go to another game.
They play the 28th. We saw that on the walk here. That was
Didn't see the date. Okay, the 28th?
Yep.
When is that?
7 days, a week, next Saturday.
Next Saturday?
Well, that's their next home game.
All right, let's do it. Well, I'm not going to be here, unfortunately. the next one, then. Because they're fun. We went to Marquette versus Edgewood, and we won 1-0. I went with two of my buddies. So those games are always fun. Good atmosphere. Except if you sit right behind the speakers, then you get deafened by
it's quite loud.
It's very loud. So, yeah, I like going down there to Valley. It's always a good spot.
I have memories of going when my mom, like, first started working at Marquette. We, like, went to a game or two, and I remember it was fun.
They're good. I don't know if they're, like, ranked now, but I like watching them play. I think they play well. Like, I mean, every time I've gone, I don't think I've gone to a game where they lost, knock on wood.
Yeah, I remember last year we went to the Madison game, which we were meant to lose.
Madison, and then we went to Harvard, and then we went to the women's game.
Have they played 9 games, do you think?
This year?
Uh-huh. Or do you think this is last year? This is, it says 2024 men's soccer standings.
So it has to be this year.
Yeah.
They don't play into the spring.
Yeah. So we're atop the Midwest division because the Big East is split into the East and Midwest division just to make travel easier, I'm guessing. We're 1-0 in conference. We have 3 points, so we're tied for first, and we're 5-3-1
overall. I think, yeah. The game that they just played was the first game of, like,
mm-hmm. We have Akron play in the Big East for soccer.
Yeah, they do. That's I remember they played
Akron. Go Zips.
The Zips. Oh, who was I talking about? Akron. Oh, yeah, Akron was...
That was last podcast, yeah?
I played Michael Healy in a game of NCAA Football 25, and I was Alabama, and he was Akron, and I steamrolled him for the first 5 minutes before he had to change teams. And we had to change teams like 3 times. It was actually bad.
Go Zips.
Go Zips. So, yeah, I don't know. A lot of sports be coming up soon. I think it picks up once basketball season starts.
We have the student game again this year. Looking forward to that greatly.
Mm-hmm. We got that. There's college football going on right now, I think. Illinois is ranked. Shout out to the Champaign people. They are 22nd, but they'll probably be higher, I'm not going to lie. So that's good. I don't remember ever them being good when my brother was down there. Oh, and I know they went to a bowl game, and they almost beat Michigan. That's what I remember. But, yeah, now they're really good, apparently.
Michigan State is predicted to lose today, too.
Against who? A Big Ten school? Let me just is this league? Is
no,
this
against Boston College.
Is this not a... Did they not start the conference play yet?
Probably not, because BC isn't a Big Ten school.
Hmm.
I think it's... This is odd, because Michigan State plays Ohio State next week. That's Big Ten. And then they go to Oregon. Oh, Oregon's in the Big Ten now. So then they start Big Ten next week.
Oh, I see.
I was going to say, it's weird because they do Big Ten, Pac-12, but Pac-12's not a conference anymore.
I think it is now. I think they're starting to form it again.
Really?
Yeah. They just added like six teams to it now.
Clear the slate. Just get up a whiteboard and redo it, honestly. Scratch it all.
The Big Ten is now like the Big 18 now?
My mom was talking about how she was in the Big 12, I think it was Big 12 back then, but she said it was actually like
12 teams
or less. I don't remember exactly what she said, but now it's just so weird.
It's the whole point of the name, Big 12, Big 12 schools.
I think
maybe not Big 16 now. Big 10, there's like 40 teams in it now throughout the entire country, which actually the Big 10 headquarters is 20 minutes from my house.
Big 12 has like UCF in it now. That's 1, 2, 3, 4,
Central
5,
Florida?
6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Central Florida, dude?
13, 14, 15.
Disney?
It has 16 teams in the Big 12.
Big 10 is like 16 as well, I think. Let's see, what's the...
18.
Oh, wow.
Big 10 is 18 teams.
The Big 18. Why don't they just rename it? Big 18.
I don't know. Too many jerseys they'd have to change. TCU is at the bottom of the Big 12 this year. Holy cannoli.
I remember they went pretty far.
Colorado's in the Big 12? What's going on?
I knew that. I don't know why. I don't know where they were before.
Is this congruent to basketball?
Yes, I think. Maybe. I know the Big 10 for those schools are... joining football, I mean basketball as well.
Okay, I'm going on their official site. Yeah,
because
I
know
it looks like it is.
I know Bronny James. Not Bronny James. He just got drafted. He would be going to like Champaign, or he'd be going to like Michigan for basketball if he stayed another year.
He played a high school near you, right?
Who, Bronny?
Mm-hmm.
Did he?
He played in Illinois.
Bronny James.
In high school, he did.
I always thought he played just in California.
He did, but he played a game.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I completely forgot about that. They played Glenbard, I think.
I just remember that there was a game that he played in Illinois, and a lot of the Midwesterners were letting their opinion be heard.
Yeah, they played Glenbard West, I think.
Fascinating.
I think I just remember playing Glenbard and volleyball, and they have an insane volleyball team, too.
I've seen some videos of Tosa East volleyball team just being absolutely amazing recently.
Men's or women's or both?
Men's is what I've seen. Women's might also be good as well.
Is our women's team good? I haven't really followed up on them.
I know we took a trip to Madison to play them, so we probably got swamped.
I know Madison's like really good. So... but they, I don't know. I thought they always been, like, I think last year they were really good. They went pretty far. I mean, they lost to Purdue, I think, in the tournament.
We're not on the AP poll, so we're not one of the best 25 teams. It's interesting. Minnesota is 17. There's a girl that went to a different high school from me who committed to, or got an offer from Minnesota in, like, seventh grade.
Wow.
I don't think it was legally official because I don't think you can do it that young. I think you need to be a sophomore before you actually get a thing. But she was...
I think that's true.
She's ridiculously good, and she's from the same high school as David Joplin from our basketball team.
Yeah. I think you have to be like a sophomore to commit because I played against a kid when I was a senior, and we played our rivals, and their striker was a freshman, and then the year after that, I came to Marquette. I saw you like committed to Indiana. I was like, wow.
We're third to last in the Big East for volleyball.
Oh, no.
Either we have a really good... Overall, we're 3-4. UConn is 11-0.
Well, that's because it's UConn. Yeah. It's a rebuilding year. That's what I'm assuming. Next year, I think they'll be good. I don't know, but hopefully. But did you guys go to a game or no?
Volleyball?
Yeah.
Kinda. We went for free Chick-fil-A and then left.
Oh, that was the Chick-fil-A game. Yes, okay.
We didn't watch the game.
Oh, well.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
It's all right. Chick-fil-A, I'm not saying it's better than the women's volleyball, but Chick-fil-A is always good.
For free lunch.
Free lunch. If it's free food, you know, we're going to be there.
I would have actually gone. I just...
I think you guys had stuff to do anyway.
Yeah, I had work to do.
Oh, I just lost my train of thought. I was going to bring up something.
I haven't gone to a single game this year for anything. I've just been too busy.
Yeah. We will soon, though. I feel like we'll make the time.
Mm-hmm.
But, oh, yeah, this is what I was going to say. My buddy from class, he's like a practice player for the women's, like, team.
That's cool.
So he was explaining to me, we got out of class together, and I was like, yeah, I'm going to work. And he was like, yeah, I'm going to the Al McGuire Center.
That must be fun.
For women's basketball practice. Like, oh, what do you do? He's like, oh, yeah, I'm just a practice player.
It must be really fun. I know a lot of the girls live in our apartment as well,
mm-hmm.
The so basketball players.
Him and a couple other guys were just scrimmaged the girls, the women's basketball team, which I think is really cool because mm-hmm. He came back to his apartment where I work, and he was all sweaty. And I thought he just had, like, I thought he, because he works with the recreational sports. So I thought he was just, like, working, like, the Al McGuire Center or whatever. But, yeah, he gets to play with the women's team, which I think is really cool. I wonder if they have that for the men's team.
I'm sure that, I mean, I guess they have walk-ons, which I guess are technically, like, their practice squad. Like, true. I bet Casey is their people they play against. But I just know a kid from my high school was redshirted on UVA, and he was part of their, what they called, like, green jerseys, like the green jersey team,
mm-hmm.
which were just the players that were essentially, like, havoc wreckers. They just tried to, like, mess up the starting five as much as possible in practice. And he said that if the coach was yelling at the team that they did a good job.
Yeah.
So, they kind of are the practice squad, I think, for guys. So I could see, like, a KC, maybe Cameron Brown, like, all being on.
I always see that guy, Cameron Brown. I feel like I see him everywhere. He is always in the complex.
I know you don't have TikTok, but, like, the...
Oh, I do.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really? Zaid Lowry always makes TikToks for, like, the team, and they're always in, like,
I always see Stevie Mitchell's TikToks.
They're so funny.
Yeah, I see the Stevie Mitchell has those TikToks.
He's low-key famous. 2.1 million views. That's crazy.
Dang, man.
That is crazy.
It's what I want for this, bro. 250 million listens on this.
Maybe you can get Zaid to shout you out on the TikTok then.
For real. Just like, oh, I'll go listen to this. Sorry, I'm trying to find this last thing. Okay. Yeah. So, what do you have planned for this coming up week, the week after?
I mean, Jackson just texted me about 4 minutes ago saying I have to be at Norris Park at 12 because he signed me up for a spike ball tournament.
There you go.
So I told him, I said, bro, are you serious? I have to study today. So I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm probably just going to study.
Can't take that long, though.
Yeah, I might just have to deal with business and
go beat
everyone.
Go
and
work
just,
some kids yeah. and then go back to Literally. Work.
I might do that.
Go cook some kids.
Other than that, I have practice for club tennis on Sunday. That's what I look forward to probably most over the weekend.
Yes.
Let's see, Monday, tough day. Tuesday, nothing. Wednesday, tough day. Thursday, long day. Friday is Friday. I don't think I have any exams this week.
It's always nice.
When is our physics exam? Do you remember?
Following a week from Monday.
Okay.
The 30th.
Okay.
Talking
so
about
this
our exams
upcoming
here,
week,
bro.
This upcoming week, I don't have an exam. The one after I have an exam, and the one after I have an exam.
Okay.
Which is surprising. Out of 5 classes, I only have 2 that have actual exams, which is kind of nice.
That is very nice.
I the rest that. Are all project and paper based, which I would much rather that. I'm
can't
not complaining
complain. Yeah,
at
you can't
all.
Complain about those, you know.
But the 2 classes that I do have exams are like the hardest exams that I have to take.
Sounds about right, though.
Biochemistry is just like.
Yeah.
Yuck. Whatever.
It will be done though, because we'll be here in like the next couple weeks or so, and we'll be talking about it, how good it went.
We're just being the difference one day at a time.
Exactly. Because we'll be back, and then we'll say, oh yeah, I aced that. And
hopefully.
No, oh, sometimes yeah. You just have to speak it into existence.
I just need the first few exams to go well. I feel a lot more comfortable once I have a solid like footing in a class.
That's what I'll say. These are like my first exams of the semester. So like you realize it is like this is like kind of the point where you have to see how each test is, and then you can be prepared for the next one.
I kind of stress out and geek a lot in the first few weeks. I'm like, I need to get 100 on everything.
Yeah,
100 and or 90. Like I got a 90 on a pre-lab quiz, and I emailed him. I was like, yo, I'm like, the thing didn't work, can I please have 100? And he gave it to me.
Those early points.
And someone was like, why do you care so much? And I was like, because when I'm calculating my grade and I look back and I'm like, I could have gotten 100 on that. I should have.
Yep. That's how you got to think.
Plus then I don't have to worry more about like finals and stuff.
Mm-hmm. No, I completely agree. Well, it is coming to an end. Do you have any last words you want to say to the people?
Super excited for Marquette basketball, super excited for club tennis, and excited to go to a soccer game with Zach.
Yes, sir.
Guess that's all that I have. I've been watching a ridiculous amount of like Marquette like reruns of basketball games.
Yep, you just gotta get hyped for a season.
I miss it.
Mm-hmm. It all leads up, but yeah, no, it's been a good time. Thanks for coming.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We'll be back next week. I don't know who, but we'll see if we can get a good variety, some people joining us, and I don't know. We'll just be back, and you better be here. That's all I have to say. But yeah, hope everybody has a good weekend, a good week, and I don't know, just have a good Saturday. Relax, watch some football, maybe get some studying done if you don't have that much stuff. But yeah,
a great fall Saturday for
just have a
football.
Yeah, exactly. Just have a good Saturday and a good Sunday and a good Monday, and just have, you know, just a good rest of your life at this point. All right. We'll just play some good tunes right now. So, we'll see everybody later. Peace.